This is Julie Christie interviewing Chad Sands from the Iron Horse Inn of Cardiff about the storms of June 8 to 11, 2007.
Worked on Friday, probably around about 5:30, the water started to all come in. A few funny things were that one of the ladies across the road in the chemist was stuck, and one of the blokes that were actually drinking inside the pub took his clothes off and in his undies swam across and rescued her.
How deep was the water then?
It was probably knee high. Probably took probably, I reckon, no more than 3 to 5 minutes before it fully reached our knee height. We had kegs that we stacked around the back of the bottle shop floating down the street, cars floating down the street. Oh, it was pretty havoc. Never seen nothing before like it.
Were you worried?
No, I wasn't worried. There's a lot of people that were worried, but I was actually, I don't know. I suppose it was a different experience, so I sort of enjoyed it all. Just made sure everyone was alright. The people that were panicking, staff and patrons, we just made sure they were alright, and when it was safe for them to leave, we let them leave, and when it wasn't, we just sort of got them here and sat them all up on the tables and chairs so they couldn't get wet. And
have you had a chance to see them since?
No, only the staff that work here. I haven't really seen a few patrons that come back, but the patrons that have come back were the ones that really weren't worried about it all. So they've said they've actually seen one before, so they've been here, they've done that, I guess, so they're all used to it. It was the first thing for me, but as I said, it was good. I enjoyed it. I wasn't panicked or anything like that.
What time are you able to go home?
I was probably able to go home at 9 o'clock, around about 9 o'clock, but I stayed back and just helped them clean up. The actual water rose up to knee height, and then it went back down, and then it rose back up. So I think that's just the what they call an overflow coming back up. And then probably all went down probably about 9:30, and then a few of us stayed back and just helped clean, like get what water we could out the pub, and sat back and had a few drinks and a few laughs about it. And yeah, it was all a good, little bit of experience, but it was all fun.
How did you get home that night?
How did I get home? I actually got a lift off a friend. My car wasn't here, thank God, because otherwise it would have been flooded. But one of my mates come pick me up.
Did you have any trouble getting home?
No trouble. We I got home in a four-wheel drive, but there's still on the roads, there's a little bit of water, but nothing major. Probably up near the crossroads, because I live at Spears Point, as we're going down towards, turning off the crossroads down to go towards Spears Point. There's a lot of cars all banked up on the traffic lights, and that were all had to stop. Obviously, we're just broken down. They're all on the side of the roads, up on the medium strips. We had a power pole down across Bullaroo there, so we all had a power for 1 or 2 days. Other than that, we didn't get hit at Spears Point, so we're pretty lucky.